Hi, this is a dictation for patient Eric Phillips. E-R-I-K-P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. Eric Phillips, date of birth 9-9-83, date of accident 10-22-2020, date of service is 5-20-2022. The patient has a extreme learning disability and he is not able to read and write and provide proper answer. However, the entire history was taken by Dr. Vinod Sharma and pinned down and filled on the paperwork by Dr. Vinod Sharma. He has signed for it. His wife was given the opportunity to fill up the paperwork, but she could not do it. Again, this patient, Eric Phillips, was involved in an automobile accident leading to all the symptoms as reported here. And it appears that he has been suffering from pain in the neck and left side of the lower back as the major issues, along with mild headaches. History of automobile accident. The patient reports that on October 22nd, 2020, he was traveling in a left wing as a he was traveling as a restrained backseat passenger in a lift vehicle that was sideswept by another vehicle into the passenger door. And he does not know the detail of the accident at this time. And he reports there are three people in the vehicle at the time of accident. The airbag was not deployed. He did not pass out. And it was a hit-and-run accident. The police did not arrive at the scene. Ambulance did arrive at the scene, and he was taken to the hospital via ambulance to Henry Ford Hospital, where X-rays were done, and then he was sent home. The location of the accident has not been reported by the patient. He doesn't remember. History of the presenting illness. Mr. Eric Phillips is complaining of pain, localized pain in the back of the neck, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 without radiation to the arm, and then consistent pain on the left lower back, especially towards the left sacroiliac joint, which is around 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 for the patient. And no radiation of the pain is reported. The pains are several times a week and are described as shooting, stabbing, sharp. They are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and areas that are affected are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain is worsened by sitting, standing, and walking, while improved by medications. The physical therapy has been given to the gentleman since the time of accident for soft tissue, but it has not improved his well-being. The patient denies any muscle weakness or weakness of the arm or legs. There is no numbness, tingling, pins and needles, or bladder bowel incontinence. The areas that are affected are as follows. Patient reports that ability to lift the dinner plate is affected 10, reaching into cabinets affected 7, cooking in the kitchen 7, opening container 7, vacuuming 7, doing yard work 8, doing laundry 8, home chores 8, dialing a phone 6, writing 7, running 7, standing 7, walking 7, dressing 7, bathing 7, toileting 5, personal hygiene 5, feeding 5, eating 5. The patient is otherwise stable. He has had a IME exam. And an MRI. The MRI for the lumbar spine was reported to be completely normal. The MRI for cervical spine shows a herniated disc at C2-3, C3, C4, C4, C5, and C5, C6, and C6 and 7, as well as C7 and T1. IME exam was done on September 10, 2021, informing the patient that no treatment is required any further. This patient has been referred from his attorney office, Mr. J.C. Ottolaw, to review and identify the need for further treatment. Regarding the past medical history, patient reports that besides physical therapy, he has not seen a chiropractor, acupuncture. He has not done traction, massage, and no surgery has been done, only medication. And also patient report that he has had no epidural injections. In the system review, patient reports that there is asthma in respiratory disease, high blood pressure in cardiac disease, seizures in neurological disease, and diabetes in endocrine disease. Rest of the system review is negative. Past surgical history is negative. Allergies, none. The family history. And employment history. Patient report that he is not employed at the time of accident. And he has had a learning disability. And he gets a disability check from the federal government. He also... report that he is unable to cook, clean, shop, drive, or shower independently, and his fiancée gets paid to do this task. He has never driven, never had a job. His memory is also short-circuited, not because of the accident, but before. Hospitalization, he denies any hospitalization. Social history, he smokes cigarettes. He smokes cigarettes, but no medical marijuana, no alcohol, no recreational drugs, and his medication is Keppra. The IME report was reviewed, and the history was reviewed, physical examination was reviewed, and it appears that the patient has had 45 visits of physical therapy at Choice Physical Therapy and a Metro Pain Medical Management and Rehab for 4 visits. And according to the IME, no further treatment was needed. Thank you.